in the daytime, it's easy to hide behind a mask and a bright smile, but when the night falls and I'm wishing he'd call, this nightstand sees it all.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Megan Golden, and I'm hanging out with Donald today at Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Hey, what's up? I am sitting here, hey, welcome, guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is Nashville Hits Collecting Dust, where, hey, I have the best job ever. I get to bring in very talented singer-songwriters, and I get personal performances. Like,
that's pretty sweet.
Be a little jealous.
I'm even jealous.
Let's be honest. Like, people pay a lot of money to go to concerts, you know, to listen to them play for a lot of people.
That's true.
I get personally serenaded all the time.
Yeah. Best job ever.
but thanks for coming in. This is Megan Golden. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Phenomenal.
Thanks
for asking, though.
All right. I like that, phenomenal.
Yeah, it's one of my words. I think I overuse it. And you know how, I don't know if you feel this way as an artist. Did it, you know, when you first started, especially in music, and you heard yourself back, was it really weird at first?
Yeah. I still get kind of like freaked out just like hearing myself sing. If I listen to it too much, I'm like, this is weird. I don't like this.
Okay. Well, and yeah, that makes sense. Cause like you think that your voice sounds different when you're actually talking and you hear it back. You're like, I don't sound like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you actually do.
But yeah.
But the thing is, at least that you're singing a song. So when I hear myself back, it's funny every time. It's not just like how my voice sounds, but I seem to find like one word every episode and I use it 100 times.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane.
I do that with some words too. Like I will just overuse it. And yeah. Then I like, will like be having conversations with people and I can just tell they're like, why is she saying this word so many times? I'm like, I don't know any other words.
It really annoys me. If I say phenomenal more, you know, like anymore, you have to stop me and go, all right, you got
to
quit saying
all right.
I
will
hold
you to
that.
That's
what it's going to be.
I will.
Okay.
I'll be like, quit saying phenomenal. I'm so over it.
Oh gosh. Well, hey, thanks so much for coming in. I'm excited to really just kind of, you know, learn more about you. And then I am excited to hear your hit song that's collecting dust right now.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to be collecting dust that long.
Well, I hope not. We'll see.
I mean, that's the way I see all these songs that people come here and play. And I'm like, yeah. That's not collecting dust for long, but showing my age a little bit, the young Megan here. So you're still in school. You're in Belmont right now.
I am still in school. Yes. And just finished my sophomore year, about to start my junior year.
So. Oh gosh. Back in the day, I'd give anything to go back to college.
Yeah.
I loved college, but you were one of the few, that claim that born and raised in Nashville.
Born and raised in Nashville. Yes, I am. It's so funny. Cause every time I go play somewhere, they're like, so where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from Nashville. And they're like, no, you aren't. Yeah. Where are you really from?
Yeah.
Like, no, I swear I'm actually from Nashville. Yeah. I guess kind of like the suburbs of Nashville, but.
Well, I've been here. Oh gosh. It just hit me. I've been here almost as long as you've been alive.
Oh, good.
Dang it. That just really depressed me right there.
I wish that everyone could see just the look of sadness on your face when you said that.
Well, the thing is like, I know I'm older, but I don't feel my age, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
age is but a number, you know, it's all about how you feel.
I get that. But it just hit me that when I moved to Nashville right out of college, now I'm really showing my age. But right when I moved to Nashville right out of college, I think you were 5.
Oh, good.
So there you go. I'm ending the episode right now.
It's all over. It's all over.
No, but you have seen the town change a lot, though.
That is something for sure. It seems like, especially in the past couple of years, it's definitely growing a lot.
Yeah.
Which I think everyone has mixed feelings about. It's cool, but it's also just weird, you know? But
yeah. Well, I mean, let's talk about growing up in Nashville. So is like music just in your blood, in your family, or like?
Well, actually, so my mom moved to Nashville originally because she was going to Belmont. She transferred and she majored in music business, which is funny because that's what I'm going to school for, is music business. So it's just kind of weird how that all worked out. But she isn't really in the music business now. She plays piano and is a great piano player, but she works for the state now. But it was like, I was always surrounded by it. And like growing up, we went to songwriters nights pretty frequently. And there was actually a good friend of ours. His name is Adam James, who moved to town when I was, I think, in middle school. And he just became like a really good family friend. We had a bunch of mutual friends from where my mom grew up. And we would go to all his shows, like where he was, you know, playing songwriters nights. And that's a big part of why I started writing, because I was like, I want to do that. I'd always sang since I was little, but I was like, wait, I want to like write songs and like do the whole Nashville thing, you know? So that's what really got me into it, was just being surrounded by it and like seeing other people do it. I was like, I want to do that.
So when did you actually start singing?
Well, my first memory, well, I actually don't remember it, but we have very embarrassing home videos of me when I was 5 years old singing Britney Spears all around the house, which, you know, what every mom wants to hear their five-year-old sing is a bunch of Britney Spears songs.
You know what mine was?
What?
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yes. See, that's a good pick.
Compete
right there.
With that.
I can't. You can't even compete with that. Nobody can.
Nope. But
but I did love me some Britney Spears when I was 5 years old. So I started singing then, and I think I started singing in church like right around that same age, about five. And I mean, I wasn't really good, but you know, everyone told me I was good. So I kept pressing on and all that stuff. But it was fun.
Nice. Well, and now you're just about to, well, you just recorded or about to release your first EP, right?
Yeah, just finished. I actually just got like physical copies and all that stuff in. So we're planning release show and all that fun stuff currently. So it will be out very, very soon, probably within like next month or two.
That's exciting.
Yes, I'm pretty pumped about it. It's my first ever EP, so I'm ready to get it out there and let everyone hear it.
Right. And, you know, so a lot of these relationships that you have now, are they people you went to school with? Like, we have mutual friends. That's how we met, right? With Frank, who's actually producing you.
Yeah.
And I mean, he speaks very highly of you. And I was like, got to get her on the show. So
yeah, he's great. A lot of them actually, it's a lot of things. Most of the people I meet is actually from shows I do. Mm-hmm. I will, like, you know, play. I play at this place called The Row a lot, where there's just a lot of other performers. Actually, I met Frank because I was playing at The Basement, and I'd never really done like a full band show before. So someone else who played at The Row had a guitar player who was like, I can, like, you know, set you up with a band for it. And I was like, okay, great. And then Frank was one of the guys that they got. And so we just hit it off and talked to him. And then the guy who played bass, Ryan, and we just, like, I don't know, we just hit it off. And then started, I was like looking for a place to record and all that stuff. And right about that same time, Frank called me and was like, hey, like, we'd really love to produce your stuff. And I was like, this is perfect. So yeah, it was great. Cause it's nice to record with people that like understand your music and like actually are like friends, you know,
sure,
instead of just like some random person throwing some stuff down on a track.
And you write most of, or all of your songs, or how does that, when did you start actually writing the?
I started writing when I was 15, and until recently, I just basically wrote by myself. Like, most of the songs on the EP, there's one song I co-wrote, and then the rest are just ones I wrote by myself. But recently, I've been doing a lot of co-writing, which I actually love. I didn't know if I was going to love it, but it's great because, like, for me, I really consider myself more of a lyricist. Like, even though, like, I do play guitar and, like, write melodies and all that kind of stuff, but like, I started off, before I played guitar, I started off writing lyrics. So that's just what's more comfortable to me. So it's nice to write with people who are better at like the actual music side of it, and can kind of, you know, we can just play to our strengths better if we're writing together.
Well, you know, you get two minds, three minds in a room, no telling what you're going to come up with.
Yeah.
but you got to be, I've always said, you got to be pretty secure, because you know, you have ideas coming to your head and you're like, I'm not saying that.
I'm so bad about like just shutting down and like, I'm so scared to say anything, but you just kind of have to get over it eventually and like, just say what it is, because you're going to have bad ideas and people are going to look at you like you're an idiot, but it's fine because you got to get the bad ideas out of the way and get to the good stuff. You
know? So, and I think the other reason why it's okay is because at some point the people that are looking at you like that, they're going to say something dumb in about 5 minutes.
Right. Later. Exactly. So you just have to accept you're both in it together. Yeah. You're going to look like idiots, but it's fine.
You can look at me like that all you want, but I'm getting you back in probably 10 minutes when
exactly.
you say something really dumb.
Exactly. It works out. You got to look stupid sometimes.
Yeah, I had actually Corey Crowder. He's a great songwriter here. It was one of my first episodes, but he's like, you got to dare to suck.
Yeah, it's so true.
He
it's
actually
so
used true. Another word, but I'm using
it. But, you know,
it's
we'll censor
clean show, so... But he also said that, you know, even if what you say is horrible, he goes, it may trigger something in somebody else's head.
That's the truth. So yeah. There's been so many times I'm like, I'm going to say this and I don't like think it's the way we should go, but I'm just going to say it. And they're like, oh, and then it like sparks a different idea.
Yeah. You go in a different
direction. It's even if you know that your idea is a bad idea, sometimes it doesn't hurt to just say it and hope that they come up with something better.
So when you, just a preference, do you prefer like slow ballad songs? Do you like the high energy party songs?
I love performing the high energy songs, but every time I sit down to write, I'm like, let's just write like the saddest song ever. But you can't do that because, you know, it's like, you don't want every song to be so depressing. Like, the only person that can get away with that is Adele. So, you know, but she even has like happy songs, you know? So yeah. you gotta have those fun songs. And I love performing those songs. I love having those songs, but it's just, I'm always drawn to the sats.
Yeah. A lot of my writers that sometimes when I hear some of the stuff that they're great, like you said, but I look at them and go, like, dude, do you need a hug? Like,
right.
Should we hug it out? Like,
right? Yeah, exactly.
But I get it. You know, it's the very feeling part of songwriting. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to kind of hear you play. What's on your what's one of your favorites that you're like, I'd love for you just to set it up, tell us how you wrote it or who you wrote it with, tell us the story behind it, and then just knock it out.
Okay, so I think I'm gonna play. I was kind of debating, but I think I'm gonna do a song I wrote called "Oak Nightstand," and it's weird because a lot of songs that I write come pretty quickly, but this was like the slowest song for me to write. Like, I started writing it and just like hated it, and then came back to it like months later, and then kind of like started writing it again. And once I finally got like the idea for what I wanted it to be, then it was a fast write.
Yeah.
But the like idea for it changed so many times. But
apparently the hook or title just stuck with you.
Yeah. It was like, I so clearly knew that I wanted to like write this song, but I kept going about it like different ways. And then finally I just got to like a point and I was like, okay, this is what I want it to be. So,
Oak Nightstand.
Oak Nightstand. Yes.
Interesting. Will I know more about the Oak Nightstand after I hear the song?
I hope so. The goal is for you to know a lot more about the Oak Nightstand, but yeah, I like it. It's kind of a weird song and like, but I don't know.
Good. I want to hear it.
That's a good pitch for it, right? It's a weird song. You'll love it.
Just like leave me hanging. And yeah. Awesome.
I'm really good at selling my songs.
I love it.
Anyways, so yeah, this is Oak Nightstand. The oak nightstand right beside my bed. Well, he built it himself with his own two hands. He gave it to me as he swore he'd never leave. But now he's left me here with this stupid thing. In the second drawer down with the broken hinge is every letter I ever got from him. I know it's time for me to throw them all away, but then I'd have to move on and I can't today. And only that hook nightstand knows that I'm still in love. Cause in the daytime it's easy to hide behind a mask and a bright smile, but when the night falls and I'm wishing he'd call, this nightstand sees it all. The oak nightstand right beside my bed knows me better than any one of my friends. It sees the tears I cry each and every night. For a love gone wrong, I can't make it right. And only that oak night
Cause in the daytime it's easy to hide behind a mask and a bright smile, but when the night falls and I'm wishing he'd call, this nightstand sees it all. Should you take a match to this stupid thing? Watch it go up in flames like the way he loved me. Cause everyone thinks that I've moved on, but this oak nightstand knows I haven't at all. Daytime, it's easy to hide behind a mask and a bright smile when the night falls. And I'm wishing he'd call, this nightstand sees it all.
God, I love it, Megan. That was awesome. Hey. I'm glad you stuck with writing that one.
Yeah, it took me a really long time. It changed, like the idea for it changed a million times. The title stayed the same, but it just changed a lot. But
I think it makes a lot of sense, and I think it's relatable. I'm sitting here the whole time you were singing, I'm like, man, if my night could stand and talk, I don't even know.
Yeah. Right? Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great song, though, and you have a gorgeous voice. Very talented.
Thank you so much. Is that on this new EP? It is on the EP, so it sounds even better with like a full band and all that kind of stuff. So.
I don't know. I love live music. I get it. I love the produced stuff too, but like it doesn't get much better than this. So once again, everybody be jealous. I get private shows like this. Well, thanks for doing that. That was awesome.
No problem. Thank you so much for listening.
Well, hey, listen, I know a lot of excitement in this EP, so let's like tell everybody, how do we find you? How do we support you? How do we follow you? How do we... Tell us. I know you're a social media king, and I'm not. Like
I'm all about social media. So I do have a website that's megangolden.com where I post a lot of stuff, and it's got links to all my social media. But my Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat is all Megan A. Golden, and then my Facebook music page is just under Megan Golden if you search it. But there's links to all of it on my website, megangolden.com.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to that. Are you have any shows coming up that like people can go?
I often play at there's a place called The Row that I play usually Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays there. So I usually play out pretty often. I'm playing tonight actually at the Commodore. But yeah, most nights of the week I play somewhere. I do lots of writers rounds and all that kind of stuff. But I'm hoping to do more full band stuff whenever we get my release show nailed down. That'll be full band and all that. So,
well, hey, thanks for coming in. I know you have more. Are you cool to like come back and sing another one sometime?
Yes. Yeah. Always.
Well, yeah, because the next time you come in, I have like these questions that I just ask everybody. So it's
perfect.
Just fun questions to kind of see how you answer compared to everybody else. But there's no right or wrong, so don't be nervous. And I like I said, I'm excited to hear. I know you have more songs to sing. So, hey. Appreciate you coming in, and everybody go obviously support and check her out. You won't be disappointed. And thanks for tuning in. Listen, you have to subscribe or share or listen because you don't want to miss an episode. So all my social media, which I'm horrible at, but Megan promised to teach me some things. Okay, thanks.
I'll help you out.
It's Donald S. Jenkins for all of them, Snap, Twitter, and I don't know. Actually, I heard there's a new one coming out. Have you heard of Musical.ly?
Oh, wait, I have heard of this.
Musical.ly? Is that the name of it?
I've heard of this. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it is like...
It stresses me out because I'm just trying to learn the other five. All right,
I'll look into it. I'll teach you about it.
Hey, thanks for listening and thanks for coming in.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.